I be playing.
Welcome to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm Mark Mayfield, editorial advisor in the Office of Student Media here at the University of Alabama. And with me are co-host Dr. Adam Sterrett, assistant vice president for student affairs, and Andrew Deer, coordinator of informal recreation at UA. It's week 12 in the college football season, and later today we have Alabama hosting Chattanooga here at Bryant-Denny Stadium. I think we all know the outcome of that, though we'll certainly defer to Coach Saban's admonition that we must all respect the opponent. We certainly respect all opponents unless they're coached by Bobby Petrino or Jim Harbaugh.
Absolutely.
I don't know, it's kind of a joke, but not really, right? And you could say that today is Cupcake Saturday around the nation, but there actually are some major games out there, including here in the SEC. Florida traveling to LSU. Adam, what about that?
That's kind of the Bratty Bowl, right? That's the game that's been rescheduled from weeks and weeks ago. And at the time, a lot of people said that maybe we shouldn't reschedule it because these two teams at that point had had some early losses and maybe they wouldn't be in the mix. And certainly for Florida, I guess they're still in the mix on the East. And LSU has improved, I guess, throughout the season. I think you could say that. They seemed pretty awful earlier. It is Cupcake Week. That game certainly helps. We tried to bring cupcakes into the studio today, but Dylan did not allow us because there's no eating in the studio.
Right. So, that's right.
Our theme of Cupcake Saturday was shot down by Dylan.
I was looking forward to some cupcakes and vitamin D whole milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
So, I appreciate Dylan following the rules.
That's
being
right.
Consistent, though. That's really his
What are
job
we without the rules?
Yeah, absolutely. What about your thoughts, Andrew? You are a little afraid of your Tennessee team getting whooped up again in an SEC championship.
Yeah.
The Florida game has something to do with Tennessee's fate, doesn't it?
Yeah, every week is fragile at this point.
It is.
Like you said, Florida, going back, you know, at the beginning of the season or when this game was canceled, you looked at it and said, well, do they really need to reschedule, like you mentioned? But, you know, for Florida, they do. So Florida wins, they're going to the SEC championship. If they lose and Tennessee takes care of business the rest of the season, they're going to the SEC East championship. But the thing is, it doesn't matter who goes. Alabama's probably going to stomp them. So,
I was going to say, Florida's still awful, right?
They're still bad. Tennessee's still not great. So I think the Crimson Tide won't be scared of either opponent. But, that's the biggest game I'm looking at for sure.
Some other games on the docket. I think the unfortunately with the Virginia Tech loss last week, the Virginia Tech Notre Dame game, excuse me, is maybe not as interesting as it would have been if they would have been able to beat Georgia Tech at home, which they absolutely should have done. And with all the mix-ups last week and the top five teams losing, a few of these games are less interesting than they used to be. I think Oklahoma State at TCU is a very good game. TCU is favored there. Even though Oklahoma State has had a much better season and continues to put together some wins. Normally, Ohio State at Michigan State is a huge game at this point in the season, and Michigan State just hasn't shown the ability to really beat any decent teams this year at all, which, I like we've said on the show before, I can't remember a time when a Michigan State team was this bad.
No, they've taken an abnormal fall. I mean, they're normally consistent, especially on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Antonio usually has a great defense. I don't know what's going on with them this year, but that's unusual for them.
Oklahoma at West Virginia. I think that's a big game, right? And our what do they call it? The Big 12 now still?
Who really knows?
That conference is. And so that's a big game. Oklahoma's favorite, I think, on the road again. And West Virginia, Oklahoma's been climbing up the rankings. I think they snuck back into the top 10, right?
Yep.
And so we talked about that a little bit last week, even before they kept winning and everybody else lost, about can Oklahoma make a run at being in the top four again. I still don't think they can, even if they beat a West Virginia team. But
but they're starting to talk about it.
They are. It's a better – somebody's got to have a story to tell, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Big 12 is getting to the point. Although, you know, West Virginia has been really ignored by the rankings to a great extent. But they've only lost one game.
Yep.
But they're not getting a lot of respect for non-conference
no
games.
Respect.
No, I mean, in no the sports media outside of us.
Right.
I feel like I've adopted West Virginia.
Exactly.
I've picked them every single
most
week.
Most of our colleagues have not gone out on a limb and talked about West Virginia incessantly, especially with the comb over.
We're big in the Mountaineer market.
We are.
And that, that's why we're cutting edge here on the Skybox.
People that live in the mountains love this show.
That's
right. It's undeniable.
No doubt.
Terrestrial radio is still big up there.
That's right.
They're closer to the satellites, I think, maybe, and they can catch it.
Right. I don't know. A little difficult for them to get us down in those hollows. But, but otherwise, you know, we're all over that Mountaineer team. They're not getting respect we think they deserve. Oklahoma, obviously. Hey, all of a sudden, my namesake, Baker Mayfield, starting
back,
to come back.
Back
he's
at it
making
again.
A comeback. Yeah. Just when we thought he was gone, he's back, you know. And so he's getting a little love out there by the national media.
And they beat Baylor at home pretty well. So that was a good game for them, although I don't think Baylor really is paying attention to football right now. That's a tough program to be in right now.
I think this is pretty obvious, but I don't trust Oklahoma for a second
in
any game ever.
No.
I agree.
So it'll be interesting to see how good West Virginia is. If a good Oklahoma team comes out, West Virginia is probably going to get beat. And if they don't, you never know what's going to happen. So
I also think with Oklahoma getting to the top four last year and kind of getting demolished, people have that in their memories. And while it shouldn't affect this year, it will affect how people view this team this year moving forward. Late night, you know, Pac-12 after dark, USC at UCLA, this resurgent USC team that is just really whipping teams right now.
They are.
I think if there's a team outside of Alabama in this country that you don't want to play right now, I think it's USC or Ohio State.
Yeah, after week four, we all were looking at USC and saying that team's dead. They have nowhere to go. Clay Helton was on the hot seat, and now they're not. So it's really interesting how they've resurged and, you know, came together as a team and have really played good quality football for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a tough team. It's like Adam, you were saying, it's that USC's a team you do not want to play right now. And, you know, unfortunately for Washington and other teams in the Pac-12, somebody's going to have to meet them in the big Pac-12 championship game.
Yeah, they're playing these games late. They're playing these teams late, not early. And you wanted to play USC early this year, apparently.
No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
No doubt. It's amazing what they've done. Obviously, the Sam Darnold, their quarterback switch made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. But also, their defense got off the mat, you know, and started playing football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, it wouldn't be another week on Skybox if I didn't mention a terrible SEC SEC game. We got Ole Miss at Vanderbilt. One reason I'm really excited about this game is Shea Patterson, Ole Miss's freshman quarterback. He really came in and did really well against Texas A&M. Comparisons to Johnny Manziel were all over the place, and he was fun to watch. So I think it'll be interesting to see how he plays against Vanderbilt.
Andrew, I need to talk about this a little bit more.
So I know.
I'm just going to
come on.
I'm just going to go down the line. So at 6 p.m. this evening, you've got UTC in Alabama, so that's going to be largely a blowout.
Yeah.
You've got Arkansas, Mississippi State, two kind of middle-of-the-road teams, Clemson, Wake, Oklahoma at your beloved West Virginia comb-overs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss at Vandy. And so out of those 5 options on TV at the same time, you are going to spend some time thinking and watching this Ole Miss at Vandy game.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. I grew up watching the SEC. I love SEC football. You know, the West Virginia-Oklahoma game, I'll give it to you. It's going to be a good game. I'll watch some of it. But, you know, I got to go where my heart is. And that's Ole Miss at Vanderbilt.
I want our listeners to know that
hey,
that
this
is
coming from a guy who watches Pitt every
that's
week.
That's true. So, but this is where Andrew's heart is right now. It was Ole Miss at Vandy on a Saturday evening
Andrew
here in beautiful
is
Tuscaloosa.
The champion of the irrelevant game.
He is.
This
right.
is
good.
What he is. He,
that's right.
He, this is a true fan. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Hey, someone's got to bring it to the table, right?
You're right.
I know.
You're right.
I know. And, you know, I will say the only thing I'm interested in terms of Ole Miss is, oh, no, here we go again. They got a new quarterback for next year coming in, you know, that Bama's going to have to face next
Absolutely.
Year.
Also, he wears number 20, which is atrocious and not okay.
Yeah,
I need to say
He's not a defensive back.
A quarterback should be 1 through 19. I'm a traditionalist. That's the way it should be. Sorry, we can move on now.
Well, here's a bad game that I'm going to watch so I can kind of give a little to your side. I think Kansas State at Baylor is a little interesting. I think Kansas State could go into Baylor and beat that team, and I'd love to see Baylor lose another game. I don't think they maybe are going to do it, but I may give Kansas State at Baylor a little bit of love on my TV.
So no Bears, Waller, and Dr. Pepper
yeah.
after that
yeah,
one, huh?
You're right. You're right. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know.
The little app will go crazy tonight.
There you go.
I mean, on our big board this week, there's no doubt we put in some games to try to find some competitive games because mm-hmm. there's so many cupcakes out there, you
right.
know. And we got Bama and Chattanooga because we're here. You know, right. we're Alabama.
We're on the ground.
But, you know, we don't have Auburn and Alabama A&M on this
right.
board. I mean,
no.
we know who's going to win that game. I guess we do, unless the Gus Bus
yeah,
really explodes.
Gus Bus is not scared to lose
yeah.
to the worst team.
You know, I do give Auburn credit for playing an in-state school. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. But we know who's going to win that game. But, yeah, there's some interesting games. Washington State at Colorado.
That's exactly where I was going next.
Is
right,
really an interesting game. I mean, what other year would that be a
Never.
Major game?
Never.
Yeah.
2016.
Never. Right.
Even on a non-cupcake weekend, that would be a good game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah it would be. I mean, that is well, that you know, that's going to have a major impact on the Pac-12.
It's really interesting to see what Colorado has done. You know, I don't know if y'all remember this, but Butch Jones was supposed to be going to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up at Tennessee. So it's really interesting how Colorado, you know, has resurged and been a good football team this year. So,
and like we've talked about before, actually for Cupcake Week, a lot of years you'd look at the schedule and you'd say Ohio State at Michigan State, Oklahoma State at TCU, you'd say Virginia Tech Notre Dame, Stanford at Cal, USC UCLA, Arkansas Mississippi State. Maybe there could be five or
yeah.
six pretty big games, and
yeah.
and just it so happens this year that those teams are a little bit down. The LSU Florida game adds something to the mix,
yeah.
and strangely enough, the game that we just talked about, Washington State at Colorado, adds kind of a top 25 game to the mix.
It does
for sure.
But a lot of teams are preparing right now for rivalry weekend and getting ready for. The big games next weekend that will really finally determine who's going into these championship games and who's going to end up in that top four. And so a lot of teams are playing the cupcakes for a good reason.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, and you never know. Some of these games like Clemson and Wake Forest. Wake Forest held, you know, actually had a lead on Louisville going
Absolutely.
At the end of the fourth quarter last week, and Louisville then blew them out mm-hmm. in that quarter. But, you know, that
was a winnable game for Wake.
Right.
Yeah.
Is Clemson going to struggle against lesser competition again? I mean, are they going to do that? They've done that several times this year, I think.
Yep.
Why didn't Bobby Petrino – why didn't they blow out Wake
yeah,
Forest?
Yeah, why didn't they blow him out?
I'm curious why they didn't do that.
He just decided
right.
not to all of a sudden.
Okay.
Yeah, really,
so
yeah.
cheating
gotcha.
Had nothing to do with anything.
Wakey either. Leaks
yeah.
didn't.
Right, Wakey Leaks.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, that's the other thing, and we can get into this in a later segment, but the Heisman thing, I'm starting to get a little upset at all the love for Lamar Jackson when the cream puff. They're playing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that matters. I mean, what if they were playing USC's defense, Alabama's defense, Michigan's defense, Ohio State's defense? Mm-hmm. Would he have the numbers he's having? No, he would not have the numbers he's having. He would probably be having a Deshaun Watson type year
right.
to some extent. Deshaun Watson has kind of underperformed this year.
Right.
But even Clemson, I mean, they're in the same conference, but even Clemson's had, I think, a tougher schedule. But Louisville's got a weak schedule, and they've struggled against Virginia. They struggled against, you know, against Wake. They lost to the best team they played, and I mean it was close. They played well. They did have that big game against Florida State, but basically the way I look at Louisville, they played two teams. They played
yeah.
Florida State and they played Clemson,
and they
lost one of the
lost
two.
Wasn't one of them and could have lost the other one. It wasn't that one wasn't as much of well no
yeah.
Can't even
yeah.
get that out of my mouth. But they've picked up the ACC schedule, which is not always that impressive. And then what they haven't
yeah.
done, like these other ACC teams have had to do over the years, is build up the non-conference schedule yet.
Right.
So Louisville
right.
just hadn't done that. And so they're playing if you struggle against Virginia and you struggle against NC State and you struggle against the really the ACC basketball team,
yeah.
right.
then
right.
You've got to pick up some other non-conference games, and they just haven't done that yet.
Yeah, yeah,
for
so
sure.
it's that's interesting. But I you know, it, and as we get down to it, there are going to be some major decisions, obviously, coming up by the committee, you know, in the rankings. Next week, obviously, is a huge week
mm-hmm.
in college football, and, you know, we'll deal with that next week. But it's going to decide just about everything coming up. So it's going to be interesting.
Which teams are turkeys and which teams aren't?
That's right.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I did.
That's thematic,
I got it.
We won't be able to bring turkey or dressing in here either, Dylan tells me next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, no,
so.
He won't let us.
I think we could talk about
it. You think we can talk
yeah.
about it? He's consistent with his rules.
He
yeah.
is.
All right. He is, no doubt about it. So, you know, no food and beverage in the studio.
In the studio, absolutely
yeah.
not.
I mean, yeah.
Rules are rules,
except
gentlemen.
For those one times we brought Buck.
Hey.
sorry.
yeah, right. Hey, but other than that, you know, we do have Bama – this evening against Chattanooga.
It's going to be a chilly night, Bryant Denny.
I'm not really sure why that's an evening game, but I guess TV has a lot to do with that,
yeah.
But and the other SEC schedule. But that sounds like an 11 a.m. game.
Mocs coming into town.
Yeah, so the Mocs coming in after the big loss against Wofford.
Yeah.
Or Wofford, I guess. Whatever, sorry. We just lost their market. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's tough. Anyway.
We still got West Virginia, guys. Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, luckily we've got the mountains.
Right. And Stephen Hood's going to our colleague here in student affairs is going to –
probably how it got to TV. Stephen
yeah,
Hood pulled a few
his
straps.
Chattanooga team. That's right. He had something to do with that. Okay, that kind of sets the table for the games today. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. Well, you know, we had a new set of rankings, college football playoff rankings, released on Tuesday. And it was interesting because the last week, the number 2, 3, and 4 teams all lost.
Right.
So, yeah, Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah, it was the first time since, what was that, 1985 or something like that, that the 2, 3, and 4 teams had lost. It really shook up the college playoff. And something that really stands out to me is, and I think we've mentioned it before, but a 2-loss team like Wisconsin had a little bit of a shot to make the college football playoff. Now, after last week, with, you know, Michigan losing, Clemson losing, Washington losing, they really do have a shot to backdoor their way in there, as do a lot of other teams. You know, Louisville's still on the outside at number 5. Penn State's creeping up behind Wisconsin at 8, which I don't think anybody saw coming
at the
season. Even, you know, halfway through, you know, week 5 and 6, we didn't see that coming. And so a lot of leeway for teams that are outside the top 5 that wasn't there last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we know, for instance, that, you know, both Ohio State and Michigan, Ohio State at number 2, Michigan at number 3, one of those is not going to be in it ultimately because they're going to play each other. So one's going to drop out, and, you know, that's also going to open up an opportunity. Penn State, I mean, you mentioned Penn State. They're interesting because Penn State has the inside track now to the Big Ten title game.
They do.
Over Ohio State. And Penn State's schedule from here on out is fairly weak, so it looks like they might get that game. And Ohio State would be left out of the championship game even if they beat Michigan.
Right.
But I think – you know, Ohio State's still going to make the playoffs without the Big Ten title game. So
absolutely.
Would two Big Ten teams make it? It's possible.
And that's something that I find very interesting. The Big Ten, and somewhat deservingly so, the Big Ten has got gotten a ton of love this year.
Oh, yeah.
More love than other conferences like the SEC have in the past.
Right.
And so it's really interesting to see how that's played out. The Big Ten is just really it's the next couple weeks it's going to be a mess, isn't it?
It is.
Who goes to the conference championship, and that will obviously feed into who's going to make the playoff. But it's, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's what you want. I think this is what when they decided to put in the playoff or implement the playoff. These are the scenarios. These are the things that you wanted to see, right?
Right.
And I just love that it's playing out the way that. As a college football fan, we want it to. So
yeah, I think, you know, like you said too, Wisconsin's not left out of this. If Wisconsin gets into the title game and they win it, then there's going to be a lot of pressure for a 2-loss, you know, Big Ten team to make the playoff along with Ohio State. Because again, if Ohio State wins that Michigan game, you know, they're probably getting in the playoffs, even without going to the title game. Now, if Michigan wins that game, they're the ones with the inside track, and Ohio State's out of it at that point.
Right.
That's looming as a huge game in college football next week.
It's really, really exciting. It's what the Iron Bowl has been in the past.
Right.
It's what you want Ohio State, Michigan to be. It's really, really fun. Another team that we've probably are wearing out the talking about is West Virginia at 8-1.
Yeah.
Looking back at their schedule early, you know, when they scheduled Missouri, I'm sure a couple of years ago, they were expecting that to be a good non-conference game. Now that Pinkel left, Missouri's a little down.
You know,
some would say they're rebuilding. They've played a BYU team who's decent, also lost their coach. So it's interesting to see at 8-1 they are.
Yeah, they're not. Getting
they're still.
A lot of,
they're ranked 14th. With
yeah, they're
one
not
loss.
Getting any love. I mean, you got two losses. The USC at three losses is ahead of them, and you know, and even though I think USC, like we, you know, we've said USC is one of the best playing as good as any team in the country right now, except maybe Bama. But
right.
Three losses and you're ahead of an 8-1 West Virginia team, which has had a good run, is a little crazy.
I bet if you ask, you know, West Virginia fans or even the team, if after nine games you're going to be 8-1, you would say they're in what, the top six, top seven in the playoff rankings, and
oh yeah,
them at 14, it's crazy to see.
I mean, they're in a Power Five conference, and you know, with one loss, and they're behind all these, you know, two loss and even a three loss team. So I think that's. You know, now if they beat Oklahoma today,
right.
that's going to propel them probably up the ladder. So,
right, you know. That's going to be big. Oklahoma sitting at 9-8-2, in the committee's eyes, that's got to be a big win for them.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
They've got, let's see, Iowa State and Baylor afterwards. Yeah. Baylor at the beginning of the season started off hot. That could be a decent win. Iowa State, if they're going to beat Iowa State, they're 2-8. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think I mentioned this, but Louisville still outside the top four, even though them and Clemson have the same record. You know, Clemson beating them is the college football committee obviously put a lot of weight into that win, as they should. You know, by Petrino coming out and saying he should have blown out teams, couldn't do that against Wake Forest, couldn't do that against Virginia, and I'm guessing that's something that the committee's really looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the and this is kind of the great thing about the new rankings or the playoff committee rankings and all that, is that there's still several teams lurking, like Oklahoma, like West Virginia, like Colorado, clearly Wisconsin, obviously Washington, but there's still a lot of teams that could get a spot if it happens just right for them.
Right, and we've always said if Washington gets one loss, the Pac-12's out. After last week with Clemson also losing and Michigan also losing, I don't know if that's necessarily true that the Pac-12 is completely out.
No, I think if Washington wins out, they've got a big argument. You know, I think we don't really think they may win out with USC lurking there again. They've already lost one to them, but if they do, then they've got a good argument. They're a Pac-12 champion, and they would have only one loss. They'd be 11-1. I mean, how do you keep them out at that point?
Right.
You know, it's going to be tough to do that. So that's and they will be a champion. So the Pac-12, there'll be a lot of screaming from Pac-12 fans if Washington runs the table from here on out and still doesn't get into the playoff. Right. That just would be crazy.
As Alabama folks, I'm sure last week was exciting. Alabama could stumble against Auburn, could stumble in the SEC championship, and still realistically, most likely, make the playoff. Which is exciting. Obviously, you want to see Alabama go undefeated. That's huge. Right. It's always fun to never lose, but little bit of leeway for the Tide now.
Yeah, I think Bama gets in there.
And what do you think? You think their mindset changes now? The team's mindset changes knowing that or not?
It might. I hope it doesn't, but it might.
Right.
It might, because going to the SEC title game, and they, you know, even with one loss, they probably go to the playoffs. The problem for them and for Bama fans, by the way, is you know, I don't think any Bama fans can accept an Auburn loss and then the national championship.
No, right.
I mean, I just think that
Auburn fans would just stick it to them.
They would. I think that would be really tough on Bama fans to lose to Auburn, even going on and winning the national championship.
Right.
That would be like a real flaw.
It would hurt.
It would hurt. So the Iron Bowl is really important to win.
Right.
No doubt, though, if they did lose it, but they win the SEC title, they're probably still in the playoff game.
Even if they beat Auburn and lose the SEC title game, I still think
that. Yeah, one loss, they're probably still in.
They've proven enough this year.
I mean, look at Michigan. Michigan just lost to Iowa, and they didn't move a notch. And they stayed number three in the CFP rankings this
Lost
week.
A ugly game.
Ugly game.
What an ugly game.
And they didn't move a notch because all the other teams lost as well. And,
and
the same argument with Bama, if they lose to Auburn or lose one of those two final games,
well, Auburn,
they'll still go to the playoff.
And, you know, with rivalry games coming next week, Auburn's going to want to love to play spoiler. That's something – even if they weren't playing spoiler, that game is going to be – excuse me, it's going to be exciting and close.
Yeah.
The Iron Bowl, it always is. And so
yeah, Auburn will bring their A game here. Yeah. There's no doubt. They always do. And, you know, they really struggled against Georgia.
They did.
You know, Auburn didn't have a single first down in the second half against Georgia.
It's incredible, wasn't
That's
it?
That's amazing.
It was incredible.
I mean, now, Petway wasn't playing in that game.
Right.
But doesn't matter. That you if you go against a Georgia team that's not that great this year, and you don't even get a first down.
Right.
I think they got 8 total yards offense in the second half and no first downs. That is unbelievable.
And you could tell early in that game that it was just going to be an ugly game, and you didn't know if Auburn was ever going to get it together, and they really never did.
They never got it together. And, you know, I think Sean White, you know, is I guess what I'm saying is, though, we're going to see a different Auburn team coming in here next week. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be they're going to play the best of the year. We'll talk about it next week. But I think Bama will be more than ready for that game. I mean, how can you not get up for the Iron Bowl? And I think, you know, Auburn's going to be outmanned in that game big time. But we're going to see a different team than played against Georgia from Auburn, I believe.
Absolutely.
But still, it's just it's shocking how poorly they looked against
it
Georgia.
It is. Back to the rankings a little bit. Western Michigan sitting at 21 at 10-0, a non-power five or non-power conference team. As a West Kentucky guy, those teams always intrigue me. You know, thinking what if a Conference USA team was 10-0, a Sun Belt team was 10-0, where are they going to stack up? And you know, the strength of schedule. College Football Playoff Committee, they've made it known that your strength of schedule is important, and that goes with these non-Power 5 teams. And it's always interesting to see how, you know, those teams have fared in the rankings. Boise State, you know, they're at 9-1. In years past, they've been that 10-0 team.
Right.
And so it's really interesting. That Western Michigan team, I have no doubt, is good, but not sure they would beat anybody within
and I think the
top even at 7 or 8 even 10.
I think College Game Day's at Western Michigan this morning, right? I think the people in Colorado were a little upset that they didn't come State Colorado game. Western Michigan's, you know, they're on quite a run, but again, it's the schedule. It's the schedule.
It always will be.
And
I guess you could even say, well, if they schedule good non-conference games, their conference games are still always gonna drag them down. Looking at the schedule, you know, they played NC Central. I don't even know who that is. So it's interesting to see how that plays out the rest of the year. They'll most likely, if they stay undefeated, get a New Year's
Day bowl, which
is exciting. So
they'll get a New Year's bowl. I've been hearing the Cotton Bowl for them, but I don't know. But they will get a New Year's Day bowl if this continues.
For sure.
You know, the problem is for the other team. If it's a Power 5 conference team, do they really want to go to a bowl against Western Michigan?
Right.
You know, first of all, they might lose it.
Right.
But secondly, it's not too exciting for them.
Are your fans going to get excited, travel to the Cotton Bowl or wherever they play?
This is what's so great about this sport. It's shaping up to be an incredible finish in the rankings, and you know, a lot to be determined.
Right.
Over the next week. I mean, I saw some of your fellow Tennessee fans. I saw that they're thinking they could, you know, if Florida loses today and Tennessee wins out and gets in the game against Bama in Atlanta. They're thinking they might win that game.
Yeah, like, there's no way.
I don't think.
If you watched any of the game in Knoxville earlier in the year, you know that Bama is a superior team. But you know, it's hard to beat a team twice.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
Tennessee's a little healthier now, and we hopefully will be talking about this here in a couple weeks. But there's no way.
There's no way Tennessee's beating Alabama. But again, you know, well, you know, that's why they play the games,
right?
But
for sure.
But I don't think so. And
it would be on SEC Classic for years to come.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So that's it. But I Alabama's clearly the class right now of the country, though.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they're head and shoulders above everybody else. I think we all agree that Ohio State is a team that, you know, looking forward to the playoffs could really match up with Alabama.
Right.
You know, some concern over that, but we're pitching way ahead there. But Ohio State's a good football team. They are. They did have a bad loss, not a horrible loss, because look at Penn State now.
Right.
But when they played Penn State,
it was not a
they were like a 20-point favorite. Right. Ohio State was 20-point favorite and lost that game.
And I think the scary thing about Ohio State that Alabama doesn't have and is an experienced quarterback. And when you get into those playoff situations, you want guys that are experienced that have been there before. But
yeah.
Jalen Hurts hasn't shown much of being a freshman quarterback, which is exciting. So we'll see. Like I said, that's far in the future. Hopefully at some point. Hopefully we're talking about that here in the next month or so. But,
yeah, and I think also with Jalen Hurts, we'll start talking about the Heisman race here soon.
Yeah, that's going to start developing,
and you know he's in the mix now.
For sure.
And amazing to even be in the mix as
right.
a freshman like that. So we'll see.
That's wild.
Well, look, that sort of you know wraps it up for the CFB playoffs. But let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with some fearless picks for today. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum. My favorite station in the world, 90.7 The Capstone.
We're back in the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. We've added a few games on our big board today that maybe we wouldn't normally talk about just to kind of make it competitive on a day when it's kind of cupcake week out there. But let's start with a game that I think most of us actually don't think will be competitive, which should be competitive, Ohio State at Michigan State. Who do you gentlemen have here?
I've got Ohio State. I think that's an easy pick. We talked about it earlier in the show. Michigan State just isn't the team that they are. And, Mark, you said their defense is usually at least okay. This year they're not showing any signs of that. So Ohio State has something to prove.
You don't think there's any chance that Sparty play spoiler here and they're kind of jacked up?
Well, that's what they're saying in the locker room, but there's no way they're good enough to beat the Ohio State team.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see from Ohio State today is a blowout. I mean, they know they may not get into the Big Ten championship game, so they got to run the score up a little bit and impress people.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Big Ten championship game scenarios changed quite a bit last week with Michigan and Penn State, and so you're right, they can kind of win out and still not make it, and I think they're going to go out there and just wallop them. I absolutely agree, and that's a heck of a way to start the day for the Big Ten. Oklahoma State at TCU. Last I checked, TCU was favored by less than a touchdown but more than a field goal. I guess that's probably on purpose by those gentlemen out west. But Oklahoma State going into the Horned Frogs. This is a pretty good game to watch at 11 a.m. Probably not a lot of defense. What do you have, Mark?
I got Oklahoma State. I think this is not TCU's year. Both of these teams are unpredictable right now, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Why are they favoring TCU?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
I'm going with the Cowboys as well. Have you all seen Mike Gundy's hair?
Yeah.
It is
it's something.
Great.
He's a man.
I don't know if I like it or if I hate it or I don't know what, but it's enthralling.
Mike Gundy is a confounding figure of college
football.
He's
an interesting cat, isn't he?
He's a man.
Yeah, he is. He's 40. He's at least 40.
Yep. He is at least 40. We'll go over to the ACC.
You're Oak State?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't pick him. Yeah, Cowboys. I go with Gundy all the time.
Classic gear.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Miami at NC State. Nice guy you at the Wolfpack who've shown some kind of life this year.
Yeah, they have.
I'm going with the Wolfpack. I don't think I've chosen them all year. But I think that's who I'm going with.
Nice guys finished last in Raleigh.
That's right.
That's the headline.
Miami's
you're
burned
put.
Me too many times.
They have.
That's my problem running this game. I'm going with NC State too
because
Miami burns me every time I pick for them or against them. I seem to miss it. And, I want nice guys to finish last in this game. I have no love for NC State either. But
I don't like this
game. Going because it's at NC State. No other reason than that.
You know, I like the Wolfpack a little bit. I've got a couple of good friends that are grads there, and Miami's certainly burned me for as long as I can remember in my life in multiple ways.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to go with nice guy at Raleigh, mostly because I need some separation from you two jokers, and I need to pick up some games here. So I think this is a coin flip, and who cares? But I'll go with Miami going into Raleigh and getting the win. Let's slide on over to noon with this makeup game. The Ocala friends at the Baton Rouge friends. This is a big week, four game or something?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Four
something
or five?
Like that.
Do you remember who you picked back then?
I was going to absolutely pick LSU.
Okay.
No doubt.
And has that changed?
No, not at all. Huh? Saw Florida play in person last week, as you all know. Hopped on the private jet right after the show.
Yeah, you land right there in the swamp, or do you have to land outside of Ocala on a horse farm somewhere?
It was on the horse farm. But the great thing about the swamp is you can park wherever
Cross
you want.
Creek.
Yeah, they've got some golf courses there that are out of business, and so maybe you can kind of land on the 17th
Had to dodge
fairway.
The gators.
There you go.
But I'm going with LSU. I saw Florida play in person. They're not good. And South Carolina sure as heck is not good.
No, they're really bad. What about you, Mark? Your pick change at all from earlier in the season?
No, not really. I think I was going to go with LSU the first time around. I'm going to go with them now.
I think they got
the running game. Bama shut down the running game, but I don't think Florida can totally shut it down. I think Florida's defense is starting to bend a little bit. And also Florida just does not have the offense. And I sort of am looking like if LSU can hold Bama to 10 points, they can probably hold Florida to nothing. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I agree. I wanted something more interesting with us changing picks. But I picked LSU before, and it's going to be LSU now. They can't score any points.
I will say this.
I think it's interesting that Ogeron's his luster hasn't worn off.
And so I
was afraid by this time. I want LSU to win this game. I was afraid by this time that it might have worn off. But they're playing good football. They're running the ball well. They're fired up.
It's all those pep talks he's giving. Nobody knows what he's saying.
If you could understand at least a quarter of that, you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much some kind of football code he's got working.
Big
in those
football
things.
Guy.
It's working for him.
Yeah.
You know, totally working for him.
For sure.
All right. Hey, we got a big one. Kansas State
Massive.
At Baylor.
Huge.
Who you guys got?
I'm taking Baylor at home.
Me too.
I don't really have anything else to say.
Maybe I'd have fun and take the Cats, but I don't think they're going to win.
Dr. Pepper for everyone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm Baylor too. I think they'll beat them at home. Baylor's starting a new quarterback, I think, but or maybe they did last week too, but I think they'll score enough points to put Kansas State away at home.
For sure.
Yeah. A major game now, as we talked about a little earlier, Washington State at Colorado, which is going to have a huge impact.
Some are calling it the game of the century.
Yeah.
Some are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some very, very niche fans.
It may be the game of the century at the Colorado Stadium.
It may. It may be the game of the day around here.
Yeah.
I'm going with Colorado. I'll come out and say it.
I think I'm taking the Buffaloes at home, too. Yeah.
They're going to march that Buffalo right across the field.
I don't think the Pirate has
the
enough, right?
Yeah.
Pirate doesn't have enough defense in this one?
We're just all agreeing because I'm going Colorado, too.
Yeah.
I think the Pirate gets beat by a good, solid team with a good defense, and Colorado does have a solid defense this year.
Certainly less flashy, but probably a better all-around team, right?
I think the Pirate benefits this year in Pac-12 defenses otherwise, where he has put together, six or seven straight wins? I think that comes to an end.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we got Pat Fitzgerald's Northwestern team going into George Brown's house, going to Minnesota.
The house that right. George Brown built.
It is. Right. Right. We have just absolutely floundered at picking Minnesota games all year. For some reason, we're going to pick another one.
All right.
What do you have, home or away here? Who do you got?
I'm going with the home team, the Golden Gophers. I think this is the first time I've picked them.
Maybe
I've shown no love to George Brown.
And I should, I guess, but
it's the first time I'm going with the Gophers. I have no idea who's going to win this game. I've not seen either team play a second all year.
I'll just be completely honest. George Brown himself picked against his own team last week.
He went with Nebraska,
and he was right.
He's trying to win the league, guys.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, he's taking a one game lead over us. So, I'm going with the Gophers too. The Mighty Gophers. I'm going to go with Goldie and Minnesota in this game.
Yeah, I got to do the same. Go Gophers.
Yep.
Right, a big game on the board, too.
Huge.
I'm surprised we haven't spent more time on this already. San Diego State at Wyoming. We picked a San Diego State game earlier in the year, I think, if I remember correctly, in the first few weeks. I can't recall ever picking a Wyoming game.
Yep.
But this is a big game for some people, and so we're going to pick it. And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm going to take San Diego State on the road. I think they're the better team,
says
the internet.
Well, I'm going with the Cowboys. At home.
Which team is that? Wyoming. That's the Wyoming?
Wyoming. They're the Cowboys.
You're taking the home team. I knew it. I was just kind of playing to see if you knew it. I know you're such a Commodore fan.
Yeah.
I am.
I'm going with Wyoming, too.
Here we go. Here's a little separation Saturday.
Bang, bang.
Cowboys having a pretty decent year out there, and it is at home. And
the Wyoming crowd is crazy. That is one thing.
They're nuts. Get hopped up on maple syrup and – they just go to the games and get fired up.
Well, what other diversions would they have out there other than going crazy at the game?
The beauty of the land.
Maybe a rodeo.
Yeah. The mountains in the background.
Beauty of the land.
Well, if there's a rodeo going on at the same
could
time,
be a rodeo.
They'd be at that, not
could
at the football game. But other than that, I don't think there's anything. They certainly don't have hockey or anything out there, do they? I mean, you know.
Well, so, they probably don't have any more Skybox listeners either, Mark.
I mean, that's true.
Kind of comment's not going to keep the Wyoming market.
Guys, we still have the mountains.
We still have the mountains. You're right.
We got the mountains. We lost three listeners in Wyoming in the entire state, so that's okay.
Going to the staying in the 230 slot.
A lot of 230 games.
A game
today.
That I'm excited about, Missouri at Tennessee. Who do you guys got? Talk to me.
This is an awful game that Tennessee will win.
Yes.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
I agree.
Is this the Vernon Gary game, I guess?
Sure.
Oh, what a terrible game.
We can only hope.
I would love to see Missouri step up and beat Tennessee, but it ain't going to happen. Tennessee's playing again decently well. They're probably, we all just picked LSU to beat Florida. That means Tennessee will probably get into the SEC title game as the East champion.
Right.
I put quotation marks around champion. They're not a really championship team, but we'll see about that. So
I'm going with Tennessee as well. Obviously, they want to get to Atlanta. Getting to Atlanta is huge for their fan base. It'll be huge for Butch Jones going forward, and so they know what they have to do. Senior day on Rocky Top. So
we all got to remember the top of the bottom is still the bottom.
That's right.
Indiana, yeah. Michigan here. I don't think there's any question. I think Michigan can kind of pull out a win against Indiana. Indiana's not that much better than Iowa or worse than Iowa, to be honest with you, but I think Michigan kind of pulls it together and gets a win. What about you guys?
Yeah, they get a win back in the Big House, no doubt.
Yeah. Harbaugh's, he's totally dropped the ball last week at Iowa, but he'll beat up on Indiana because of it. You know, he'll run the score up a little bit if he can.
Couple ACC matchups to finish out 230. Virginia Tech, who let us down last week at Notre Dame. I think the Irish pull it out at home.
You think so?
I do.
I'm going with the Hokies.
All right.
Yeah. Hokies
recover on the road.
Hokies
recover
on the road, no doubt.
I'm going Hokies too.
Ooh,
I'm going
there we
Hokies.
Go.
I'm going against the Irish. I'm done with the Irish. I can't pick them anymore.
Both of us have picked the Irish a couple times, Mark, and they've definitely burned us.
They've burned us every time. I'm done with them. I'm totally done. Right. They're dead to me.
Okay. Florida State heads up north to play at Syracuse in the Orange Dome. There, it is not a basketball game, and so. Syracuse probably has a lesser chance of beating Florida State. What do you guys have?
Yeah, since it's not a basketball game, I'm going with the Seminoles.
Yeah,
I think Seminoles take it. It's a little intriguing just because it is at Syracuse, but Seminoles are going to go in there.
I agree. I think we beat them up.
Does any part of that game worry you?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not this game. So we're going to take a break here on Fearless Picks to get to some more picks. There's so many on the board today. So stick with us here on 90.7 The Capstone. We'll be right back with the remainder of our Fearless Picks.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sarah Patterson, and you're listening to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to the Skybox. We're about halfway through our picks, and so we've got a few more to pick here. Really excited about it, so we'll just get right into it. 2:30, we have 4:30. We have Stanford at Cal.
You're too excited about it.
I'm so excited. The Cardinal versus the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a game I also probably won't watch. But but it's – you know, Stanford's suddenly showing some signs of life, you know.
Yeah.
They're coming around. They've won a couple of games in a row, right?
Cal's been letting me down time and time again.
I love picking Cal.
I kind of do. Yeah. They score a lot of points. And
they do.
You'd like to think that they can score more than their opponent, but it turns out that they can't do that all that often. I'm going to go with Tree.
Yeah.
You're right. Tree's getting a little better. Not great, but they're getting a little better, kind of more of what we expected from them. And normally they do the opposite. They're really strong early on in the season, and then they tail off. And so they're kind of flipping that narrative this year. And so I think they win pretty easily at Cal.
Yeah, I'm going with Stanford as well, no doubt.
Yeah, I think I'm sorry. What am I talking about? I'm actually picking Cal in this game.
Fearless pick alert.
I got to separate a little bit from you.
There you go.
So, I'm going with Cal in the game because it's at Cal. And, just because I want them to win, I decided I'd go with them because I don't care about this game. Otherwise, it means nothing in the Pac-12. It means nothing in the country.
It's kind of a nihilist approach to your pick.
Yeah. I know. This is kind of the bottom 10 of picks as far as Stanford at Cal. It is an intriguing game because neither one of them are having a good season.
Right.
So, now Cal's let me down. Stanford's let me down. They both let me down. So one of them's going to let me down.
Yeah,
this is probably
as well be Cal.
The 4:30 FS1 game. Is that what this is? Likely?
Yeah,
sure.
That's going to be a bad game to listen to.
Now
we're going back into 6 p.m. games. So
there we go.
SEC West matchup: Arkansas versus Mississippi State. Also a game that doesn't mean a whole lot.
I think this is a tough one because both of these teams have been strange and let us down in different ways. I think that Arkansas is going to win on the road. I think they'll beat the Cowbells. But I wouldn't be surprised if either won. These are underperforming teams that should be better.
These two teams have showed that they, you know, they can be electric at times. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State showed it for one game. But, I'm going Arkansas on the road as well. I don't expect a big crowd in Starkville tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I got to go with Arkansas. Mississippi State looked like a very bad football team last week. Now, they were playing a very good football team. But Bama, you know, Jalen Hurts went out in midway through the third quarter. That could have been even worse than 51-3 easily. Mississippi State does not have the defense. They've at least had good defenses over these years. They've kept games ugly even if they didn't have a great offense. But Arkansas, I think, is going to handily beat them in Starkville.
Yeah. So, I mean, this seems like an Andrew Deere game of the week to me. I'm a little surprised that you're not heading over to Starkville for this one. You're not going to make the trip for this one?
Not for this one. I'll be back in my home state of Kentucky this weekend with the family. So,
the only thing that can keep you away from a game like this is family, right?
That's right. The Deers will not be watching Arkansas at Mississippi State.
Well, there's another one coming up here.
Yeah,
actually, I can't make any promises. I might. I don't know.
He's got the one we're going
to
talk about here.
The drive from Kentucky to Nashville, isn't that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, you know, 57 miles from my driveway to the stadium.
You can kind of have dinner with the family and end up in your Ole Miss Vandy game. But, yeah, we're skipping ahead there. What about the ACC? Clemson at Wake Forest, will Clemson pull a Clemson here and stumble on the road with the Demon Deeks, or will they kind of right the ship? Deshaun can score 17 touchdowns of his own, and they can probably beat Wake Forest here, right?
They're going to right the ship. Wake Forest is not good. Well, it's a good thing that I guess Louisville didn't try to run the score up on them last week. So, but yeah, Clemson's the better team. They're going to win. They're refocused. They know that they have to win out no matter what now.
Yeah,
they'll take care of business. Deshaun Watson's, you know, going to try to start putting on a little late Heisman run here, and they'll blow Wake Forest out.
Yeah, I agree. I think Dabble will be very angry during the game, although they'll beat him by like 40 points or something like that. And so they're trying to prove a point. Wake Forest is a heck of a team to play when you're trying to prove a point. And they really only have who left? South Carolina?
Yeah.
Next week. So that rivalry game for them is not going to be a rivalry game. It's going to be another cupcake. So
pretty light on the back end here.
Yeah, these are not the two games that you certainly should be afraid of going into the possible ACC championship.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, we got, we outed our favorite place. You know, we got Oklahoma at West Virginia. Who you guys got?
You know who I'm going with. I'm going with the Mountaineers, baby.
Yeah,
Dana Holgorsen and his lettuce will be flowing in the wind tonight.
I think they upset Oklahoma at home. I think that the Mountaineers have a heck of an evening up there in the mountains.
Yeah.
And I think they've probably just replaying taped versions of our show over and over and over throughout loudspeakers throughout downtown, right?
We're their biggest supporters, except I'm going with OU.
Oh!
He can't go against the namesake.
Fake family over our Mountaineers supporters.
Over
right?
our beloved Mountaineers.
Exactly.
Dirty dog.
About where your loyalty lies.
Yeah,
Mark.
It's going to be a bad Thanksgiving. Yeah.
It's going to be tough when young Baker comes
strolling through the Mayfield household.
Right. It's not going to be nice, but I'm going with Big Game Bob, and I would not mind being wrong. Let's put it that way. I would not mind being
wrong.
But I am going with Oklahoma in this game.
Yeah, West Virginia, like we said a million times, they're getting no love. Their schedule's not great, but they've only lost one game, and they're ranked really low. So they want to beat this Oklahoma team.
I agree. Yeah. So I want to paint the scene here just a little bit for Andrew. So the Deere family is sitting all together around the dining room table to have a major meal, and you let it slip to your family that, hey, we got to get dessert moving pretty quick because I got to be at the Vandy game in 57 miles, right?
Absolutely.
So you're going to eat a little early. You're going to eat maybe 5, 5:30.
And the best thing, Mom won't care.
Mom will be
she
into
understands.
It, right?
Hey, she understands.
She raised a boy that is just all Ole Miss Vandy.
That's
all
right.
The time.
That's all. Hey, I will say this in my defense. In past years where they've played this game, when James Franklin was there, Hugh Freeze's early years, this has been a good football game.
It has.
You know, who knows? It won't be this year, but it really, the past couple times they played, they've this has been a good football game.
So when the salad course is served, you start talking about the freshman quarterback.
Oh, I start getting fidgety.
You get a little nervous.
Yeah, when you know the tables, I'm going to start setting the table early.
Right.
I get a little fidgety. You know.
You check your phone to see if he's out there warming up already.
Absolutely.
And if you get any clips of how he's spinning the ball already.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I'm hitting 65 South hard.
Yeah, and you're just going as fast as you can.
That's right.
You're rolling straight from the car seat to the stadium seat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mark is baffled. Mark is just speechless.
I can't even pick this game because I don't even consider it a game. But
Mark, how dare you?
I wouldn't mind going to Nashville, and I'd be at the Grand Ole Opry or something. Yeah. I wouldn't be
at
the stadium.
It's a great venue.
There's probably a few other things to do in Nashville this evening.
Yeah, these in fact, and you know, I got great Ole Miss buddies, but I would say that it would be nice if they just decided to end their season now and just get it over with. You know?
We joke, but honestly, if neither team won this game, I think I would be fine.
Yeah,
I'm picking Ole Miss over Vanderbilt. I don't think you're going to hear the foghorn that often in Commodore Stadium tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ole Miss is going to win the game. I was trying to build it up, but it's just not.
You tried. Hey, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm with you guys. Ole Miss all the way. They're gonna win with their new quarterback.
I'm a little more interested in your family dinner and kind of what you guys will have. So let's just keep us updated next week.
Yeah,
on what that
I'll
looks
let you know
like.
For sure. I've a couple options. Don't want to give them away too early, but we'll talk about it next week.
That's good.
All right. Hey, out west, we got the
Pac-12 after dark.
Pac-12 after dark. USC at UCLA, big crosstown rivalry. Who you guys got?
Huge. I'm going USC. They're playing like a team possessed right now. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned earlier in the show, they're just whooping people, and you know their defense has really stepped up. They're the better football team. They're going to win.
I agree. This game hasn't been very compelling for the last few years, even. Maybe last year and the year prior when there was a lot of talk about a UCLA kind of coming back, and that just has not proven to be the case. And I think USC goes in there and really has another statement win and wins big, wins by 40 points or something like that. I don't see UCLA being able to do much with their backup quarterback.
For sure.
I agree. I think USC is going to really take care of business in this game, and UCLA has let us down how many times this year?
Countless.
You know, Josh Rosen isn't even playing anymore, I don't think.
He's still letting us down.
He's still letting us down. So
Golden boy.
Yeah. So he's not even in this game. And I think USC's, you know, they are one of the best teams in the country right now,
the way
they play.
Yep, absolutely.
Unfortunately for UCLA, they have to play them this weekend. And even though it's at the Rose Bowl at UCLA's home, USC is going to just absolutely blow them out.
Yep, I agree.
Let's talk about
we got a game going on here.
Yeah, let's talk about Alabama game tonight.
We haven't got a pick out. It is the chilliest weekend kind of the fall here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
It is true football weather.
Yeah.
It will be dark before the game starts this evening. People are going to be in sweatshirts and jackets. They're going to have all those houndstooth scarves and everything going on. So this is going to be quite a fall football day in Tuscaloosa. The game maybe is not the most compelling. There could be some tickets still available if you're interested in kind of going over to the stadium now.
Yeah,
you may be
sure.
able to get in for cheap.
All right.
Plenty of student tickets available. My guess is plenty of other tickets available as well.
Yeah.
What do we see in this game? Do we see a lot of Cooper Bateman? I was a little surprised. We haven't seen much of Cooper for weeks now at this point. Do we see starters for the first half?
At least for the first half, right? You got to get those guys. They've got to get reps. They've got to stay fresh for next week in the Iron Bowl, for sure.
Yeah,
how does it change with us already kind of having our ticket to Atlanta booked?
Makes it harder on the players, you know, probably in motivation. And, you know, I know Coach Saban talks about respecting the opponent, and I know they do, and they will. But the point, but it's got to be hard on the players psychologically. They got Auburn coming up next week. They've already won the SEC West. Mm-hmm. They reached their first goal. They're playing a team that is not going to be able to stand up with them even in the first quarter. This thing's going to get out of hand quickly, I think. But I do think the team will respond and play well from the very beginning
that.
I do think this team's focused in, and they're not. And part of that respecting the opponent is going out and playing their best in the beginning against this team. They're not going to struggle a bit, I don't think, against Chattanooga.
Absolutely. And the thing that's interesting is, you know, Auburn is looming. The SEC championship is looming. But in the back of your head, you've got to play hard because the playoff is there, right? Mm-hmm. Even they could stumble, lose to Auburn, win the SEC championship, still go to the playoff. Mm-hmm. But you still have to. You still want to be that one seed. You still want to make the playoff. You know, you don't want to take any chances with, you know, who knows what could go on within the next couple weeks. So that has to be in the back of that back of their head.
Absolutely. And the Mocs are a FCS playoff team normally. And so this is, you know, certainly they're in a different league than us, both literally and figuratively. But they're a team that can string together some plays. And they can be just interestingly enough that if you don't show up, to Mark's point, you could have a sleepy first quarter.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, Mark. I think we come out really strong. I think we come out with something to prove. And It's a good week for the student athletes and for everybody to kind of go out and head into Thanksgiving week and Iron Bowl week with a big win, put some numbers up and kind of keep things loose.
Yeah. Padding the stats this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, padding the stats. It's a good game for fans, too, because it's laid back. You know, the atmosphere out there this evening is going to be
fun.
Laid back. The tailgating's a little less, you know, there won't be quite as many tailgaters out there. They'll have a little more room. You know, it's just a laid-back atmosphere. And, you know, different from the team, the fans can be laid back. The fans can just enjoy this game and not worry about who's about losing it or anything like that. It's kind of a nice atmosphere, you know, a game like this for the fans, too. As far as the team, clearly, you know, last week, Jalen Hurts, they started giving him more downfield throws, you know, getting him ready for Auburn. We're going to see more of that. I think they'll come out passing on this team, just trying to get Hurts more, you know, more practice, more reps doing that.
Same thing we've been talking about for the last few weeks, and we didn't see it 2 weeks ago. We saw it a little bit more last week for sure, and I think you're right. This is a great opportunity to just sling the ball downfield and get that part of the game going, and we're going to need it against Auburn, and we're going to need it, I think, certainly, maybe not against Tennessee, but as we go forward in the playoff, knock on wood, we certainly are going to need to throw the ball against any other team in there.
Yeah,
for
well,
sure.
What score do you guys see? What do you think?
Well, Mark, this is your area of expertise, but I think we're high 40s, low 50s again, maybe a field goal, maybe a touchdown by the Mocs.
I think there's a 45-6 kind of game.
Yeah.
I think they maybe get a couple early, maybe one early field goal and then a late field goal against the B or C squad.
Yeah.
But that's it. I think it's a sparse time on our side of the 50 for this Mocs team.
Yeah, you guys are right. I would say like almost like last week's score, but I would say 51-6. I think you're right. They could get two field goals, one late, you know, some mistake. And certainly I don't think Bama's not going to try to run this score up. They're going to empty the bench once they get a lead. And we're not going to, you know, if things go according to plan, I'm sure that we're not going to see the starters after midway through the second quarter, probably, would be my guess.
That's
the way
so.
It's been. Yeah, me too. And, the only question is about injuries. You know, a game like this, you just –
You know, want to stay healthy.
You want to stay healthy. At the same time, you know, the way you don't stay healthy is not play full speed. You know, that's when you get injuries. So they will be playing full speed. And, you know, Chattanooga is, you know, they're going to get a good payday here. But, you know, they're not up to this kind of competition.
The fighting Stephen Hoods is
that's right.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. You know, I think Steven's
what's his Saturday going to look like? I'm sure he's fired up.
He's probably is fired up.
Yeah. He's got to be fired up for sure.
He's fired up. I mean, you know, he knows Bama's going to win.
Right, but, right.
You know, but I'm sure he's fired up.
Absolutely.
And it's a good opportunity. And also, again, the payday it's not a minor thing. It's a great thing for these small programs in terms of their own budgets and the kind of money that Chattanooga's going to get from this game.
For sure.
I think that's part of why Bama plays, and they're also helping these other teams. So that's where we're at.
All right, well, that does it for us in the Skybox. Another week of some fearless picks. Thanks to Dylan Burby, our producer, Terry Siggers, general manager of the station. That's it for us this week. Roll Tide.
Have a good week, everybody. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.